on 7 minutes. To get the conversation back up from Dallas, Texas, CPAC 2022 here in the great state of Texas. And joining me is Brian Babin, congressman from the great state of Texas, Texas 36, which is Houston over to the fine folks in Louisiana, kind of fills that stretch. Congressman, thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate it.
Great to be with you this morning, Steve.
I'm going
to
have you come up a little tighter on that so the folks can hear you. You know,
absolutely.
I heard the mayor of Washington, D.C. and the mayor of New York, they're complaining because they got 6,000 illegal aliens in their city, and they have to call in the National Guard, and they're in complete panic. I think Texas gets 6,000 a day.
At least. That's a low figure these days. The mayor of D.C. and the mayor of New York and these other communities, these other big northern cities, Democrat-run, are getting a taste of what Texas gets hourly coming across our southern border. And as the House Border Security Caucus co-chair, I've been down there, taken many of my colleagues down to the border. We've seen it numerous times. We've been in conversations with the professionals down there. It's getting worse. We have actually written a letter putting Secretary Mayorkas, Homeland Security, on notice that his job is on the line if he doesn't straighten out. And
he'll be impeached.
He will be impeached.
No question.
It's,
has the president also failed to do his job and fulfill his oath of office to defend this country?
Absolutely. When he puts his hand on that Bible and raises that right hand up, and he swears to uphold the laws of this country and protect and defend the Constitution, and he leaves our border open and allows fentanyl to come pouring across, killing 107,000 Americans a year every year.
I think that number's low, by the way.
It is low. I can tell you. And then the terrorists. We 56 known terrorists on the terrorist watch list that we know of. How many have come across otherwise?
2 days ago, I heard 22 gang members, 2 days ago, arrested the same day. 22, MS-13 type gang members who have, you know, violence, drugs, it doesn't matter. We're just, these are wanton, violent criminals coming across our border.
Well, we know there's been over 22,000 convicted criminals. These are not people who are suspects. These are not people who are charged. But these are convictions. These are people who serve time in American jails, deported, and now coming back over.
So not exactly a question about what their background is.
Exactly.
So let me ask you something else here, because I think this is extremely important, which is a couple of weeks ago we heard about 55 illegals caught that died in the back of a semi-tractor-trailer outside of San Antonio. But what people aren't told is that every single day bodies are found along the border of people that are trying to get to this country. Sometimes it's dozens. It'll be six here and three there and a couple over there. Nobody gets told how many people die every single day that are discovered by ranchers and Border Patrol and other folks, right?
That's exactly right. And they have the Democrats absolutely. They have no intention of securing this border. This is part of their strategy.
Why? What is the strategy to do what? Destroy America?
I think they love chaos. They love disorder because this is the way socialists operate. They come in and they clean up and they take full power. And we're seeing it over and over again in agriculture, in fossil fuels, the open borders, the disasters that they've created.
But they're not getting the votes from the Hispanic community. Myra Flores being a great example.
That's right.
Texas 34, right? She came in and she won. And across this country, the biggest group that is fleeing the Democrats to the Republicans are Hispanic voters from Florida to Texas to Michigan.
That's right. There's no question about it. I'm very proud to be serving with Myra now. She's a health care provider. Her husband is a Border Patrol agent. She has four children. I'm so happy that she has joined and sits with us in the Texas row now in the House of Representatives. I can tell you it's a breath of fresh air. The very first Republican elected to that district in over 100 years.
Yeah, and it's an important election. Let me ask you this. As we look at everything that's going on there, and then you talk about this Inflation Reduction Act, 87,000 IRS agents is what they're asking
for. That's right.
To do what? Harass me, the small business owner, you, the small business owner, or anybody else? What, they haven't put enough restaurants out of business by the lockdowns and bankrupting people already?
Well, this is the way the Democrats operate. It has a catchy name. They say they're going to catch wealthy Welchers on their taxes, but this is going to hit the small guy. This is going to hit the
of course, the
middle class.
They hate small business.
They hate small
because
business.
They don't get in line and do as they're told. You know, they can go get big campaign donations from the hedge fund managers and the big, you know, multinationals. That's easy money. They go get that. The small business owner, they don't care.
We saw that in spades during COVID. They went after small businesses. How many small businesses have failed to reopen? Probably 20-25% after the COVID lockdowns.
Well, I'd see it in my state. Governor Whitmer locked down small businesses while the big box stores were open.
Oh, yeah.
Figure that out, right?
Yes. Yeah. There's no
it's
question
insanity.
About it, Steve.
So let me ask you something. There is going to be a red wave. I hope that we can do the same in the Senate. But it's pretty clear the Republicans will have control in the House. So you're going to go after Mayorkas, might go after the president. How do we stop that spending from happening? I've just asked your colleagues this through the course of the day today. How do you say, no, we're not going to buy 87,000 IRS agents? We're going to finish the border wall. We're going to secure our border. We're done playing these games.
How do we do it? We've got to win the majority back. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do it before January, Steve.
Yeah.
That's the real, real problematic thing there. But, you know, Joe Manchin basically has sold us out.
Sold out his own state.
Yes, he has. It's I'm so disappointed in Manchin. And I hope that there will be, a reckoning, for his actions in his own state.
Well, there will be, but it's 2 years down the line.
That's right.
I mean, he's unelectable in West Virginia. I can't believe he won in 2018, but he's unelectable going forward. All right, so what is your number one priority January 2023?
That's a great question. I serve.
Only got about 30 seconds.
Okay,
so.
I serve on transportation and infrastructure. I represent four ports. Some of the, in fact, the busiest one in the country, and that's Houston. We've gotten some really good infrastructure packages coming there our way to help these supply chain problems, fight back against these this inflation that's being hit. We're being slammed with, and starting to secure this border. We've got to start having some hearings, getting the truth out of these Democrats.
100%. You know, if you can stick for a minute more,
sure.
I'll give you a couple minutes because I got one more question I want to ask. Brian Babin, Congressman, Texas 36, here with me at CPAC in Dallas, Texas. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You find out more at stevegruber.com. Give us a moment. We're going to finish with a question about energy because Texas is the energy center. We'll be right back.